So how Pericles managed this, in other words, how he was able to persuade the Athenians not to rush out and fight this land battle when they saw the Spartans on Attic soil, was by bringing the country population into Athens itself. And he then ordered preparations for a siege, regardless of the damage that the Spartans caused in Attica. Now, I personally don't think Pericles brought everyone throughout Attica into the city. I think that would be an impossible feat. More likely, he brought in those that live closer to the city, perhaps in the city and coastal regions, for example, because presumably the Spartans wouldn't march over Attic mountains and take on farmers in the easternmost regions of Attica. So, as I said, we're probably talking about the people living in the city region, obviously, as well as those living in the coast, and perhaps also the inland regions that were closer to Athens and to the north of Athens, on the top of Attica, on the border with Boeotia. Pericles' the second prong in his three-prong strategy, was that the Athenians were not to increase their territory while the war continued. In other words, they were not to expand their empire. Now, this makes perfect sense, as getting engaged in another area would mean diverting manpower, and this was not the wisest move if the Spartans were going to invade Attica every year. It would also mean spending money that they otherwise wouldn't need to. Now again, with no idea about how long the war might last, and with the economy taking a hit as it was not prudent to waste financial reserves. So Pericles is thinking about this as well. The third and final part of his three-pronged strategy called for an Athenian fleet of 100 ships to sail every year on a ravaging mission around the Peloponnese. The idea was to harass the Spartan war effort. Now, this expedition, called the Periplus, a Greek word that means sailing around, this expedition was meant to divert Sparta's attention to its own borders. Now, you might be thinking that an enemy presence off the Peloponnesian coastline wouldn't worry the Spartans too much. I mean, after all, Sparta was inland, and it could call on the allies and the Peloponnesian League for help if, unexpectedly, the Athenians landed on Peloponnesian soil and marched to Sparta. And I would agree with you if you're thinking this way. But, and there's always a but, isn't there? What state is in the southeast part of the Peloponnese? Answer, Messenia. And who lives in it? Answer, Helots. We're doing a pop quiz, aren't we? How exciting! And could the Athenian fleet land a force in Messenia and perhaps try to encourage the Helots to revolt? Altogether now, yes it could. In fact, this Athenian move will happen in 425, as we'll see. So the Periplus was very clever on Pericles' part, and it would have worried the Spartans enormously, given their reliance on the Helots. It's hardly a surprise that the resulting overcrowding in the city, plus the Spartans' devastation of the land, made Pericles unpopular. The people in the city were forced to live everywhere once the houses were full. They lived on the street, they lived along the city walls, they lived in temples, they even lived in the long walls that stretched to the Piraeus. However, it's a sign of Pericles' oratorical prowess in the assembly that he was able to prevent the Athenians from marching out to do battle with Sparta. And so, the first year of the war was somewhat inconsequential. Archidamus devastated the Athenian crops, and the Athenians in the city would have seen the smoke from the fires quite easily. But nevertheless, they remained within the city walls, and they didn't engage the Spartans in battle.